Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Maaser Sheni Daf Gimel, and we are starting about the second line with the words Oyeva Kahada. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah told us in Mashkinin, one is not allowed to use Maaser Sheni as a Mashkin for a loan, which means the lender is not allowed to go to the borrower and take his Maaser Sheni as the Mashkin. Now the Brayse had added on Ein Marhinin, and this refers to the borrower giving Maaser Sheni to the lender in order to secure a loan for himself. And after this, the Gemara asked, let's say he did do so, he was a Mashkin or he was Marhin, do we canas him? We give one answer, and here's another. Let's bring from the following. We have a Mishnah in Shvias that tells us, Ein Noitin, one's not allowed to plant, Ein Mavrichin, one's not allowed to layer, Ein Markivin, no grafting, Erev Shvias, Pachas Mishleshim Yom Fener Rosh Hashanah, if it's 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Erev Shemitah, that's because it takes 30 days for all these to hold or for take root, and that means it's like he's planting on Shemitah. If he did one of these things within 30 days of Shemitah, Yakar, he has to uproot it and undo it. Now the question is, Loy Akar, let's say he didn't uproot it, Paris of Mahin, what's it done with the pears that grow from here? So Rav Ban, Rav Illa, that's a proper Girsa, Havin Yasivin, Batsur, they were sitting in Sur, also over the Kamehain, a story came in front of them, and they were asked what the halacha is, Vahir Rav Illa, and Rav Illa Paskind, Yishbuchu Peyreisov, they have to be poured out, which means one is not allowed to benefit from the Peyreis. And so we see that he was Machmir. However, Amar Bar Rav Bas says, Ani Lonim Nesim on Baliyah, I was not included in this vote with them in the Aliyah. Whenever they used to gather together to be geyser on things, they would go into an Aliyah, an attic, or an upper level of a house. So we see there Rav Bas arguing with this Psak. And Nafkin Vishamu, when they went out and they heard, Rav Yonah said the name of Yitzchak Bar Tavlai, who said, B'shem Rav Blazar, Ein Machadishan al Gzeira, we're not Machadish something more on Gzeira. The fact that the Mishnah tells us that if he was Noitea, Hirkev, or Hivrich within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, that it has to be uprooted, that itself is a Gzeira. So we don't add on to Gzeira that if he didn't uproot it, the fruit is Usser, namely the fruit is Mutter. And similarly, Rabbi Yesi says, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Tavlai says, B'shem Rav Blazar, they might see an al Halacha, we're not going to add on to the Halacha, once again telling us that the things that grew are Mutter. And we'd say the same as well, that even though it's Usser to be Mashkin or Hirhain, Meister Shani for a loan, if one did so, we're not going to take it away from him. Now we have a different opinion. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says, "B'shem Rav Zeira min Mada Tani." From that which our Mishnah says, "Ein Mamashkin Noisai." Proper Girsa, "V'loy Tani Ein Marhin Noisai." So our Mishnah only talks about a Mashkin and it does not talk about the other thing. So Hada Amr, that tells us, "Over Mashkin, if he was over and he took a Mashkin, Kainz Noisai." We have to add in those two words that we do canas the lender, and that's because he should not have gone to the borrower and taken his Meister Sheni as a Mashkin. However, "Over Vahirhin," if the borrower was over and he was Hirhin, he gave his Meister Sheni to the potential lender in order to secure a loan for himself. Proper Gersa is, Ein Kainzen Oisai, we do not kenas him, because the one we would be kenasing is the lender, because he's the one that has the Meister Sheni right now. But he's not the one that actively went to take the Meister Sheni. The Meister Sheni was given to him by the borrower, but that's not something we're going to kenas the lender for. This is why in Mishnah we had said, V'lo Shekel Kenegda Mais, we're not allowed to weigh money opposite Meister Sheni. And this is, Afilu Sela Shechulin, Lasu Sela Shel Meister Sheni, even if we have Meister Sheni on one side of the scale, and we have a Sela of Chulin on the other side, we want to make sure that they're even, so that we can transfer the Kedusha from the Meister Sheni onto the Sela. It's still Usser because it's not proper covet to the Meister Sheni. Now we have a question. Let's say he has a Sela of Meister Sheni and it's defined for him. He's 100% clear that this is a full Sela. Is he allowed to take another Sela of Meister Sheni and put it opposite this first Sela to make sure that they're both even and they're both the same weight? And the Havamina of why it would be okay is because since it's Meister Sheni and Meister Sheni, it's not considered a Bizayun. But we don't come out with a clear answer to this. We go on with one more question. Let's say we have brothers that are splitting Meister Sheni, are they led away one opposite the other to make sure that they make an even split? And once again, no answer to this question. And continue to explain the Mishnah we had said, Tanan, the Mishnah told us, a person is not allowed to tell his friend in Yerushalayim, or I'll give you wine, you give me oil, or I'll give you oil and you'll give me wine, because that's an improper way to treat Meister Sheni. But he could tell him, here, take some wine, because I noticed that you don't have any wine. Or here, take some oil, I notice you don't have any oil. And since he's not asking for anything in exchange, he's not saying, here, you take my wine and I get your oil, or vice versa. He's just saying, take some wine because you don't have any. That's okay, it's not considered like a trade. Now what about the following? Is Reuven allowed to tell Shimon, Halacha yayin she'ein li shemen, you take wine because I don't have oil. So Avabun meimar usser. They want to say that it's usser. And that's because he's clearly hinting to him, the only reason why I'm giving you the wine is because I don't have oil, I want you to give me oil. And even though it wasn't a stipulation in the other person receiving the wine, it's still pretty obvious that when he says, I don't have oil, that he wants oil in exchange for the wine. So that's the reason why it would be usser. However, Ashkech Tani Mutter, it was found in a Brayse, this is okay. And so Gimel based on top of the Gemara asks, Ve'ein Usser Mishum Chalipin, isn't it usser because of Chalipin? This is just like the case of the Mishnah. And the answer is that no. Mekivin She'ein Yachal Yitzayim Menu Bedin, Ein Elu Chalipin. Since according to the strict law, he's not able to get the other fellow's oil from him if he decides not to give it in exchange for the wine, so it's not considered a Chalipin. A legal or halachic Chalipin is when I say, I'm going to give you my wine for your oil. And if you don't give me your oil, I could bring you to Beis Din and forcibly extract it from you. But over here, it wasn't an actual stipulation. All he said was, here, take some wine. I don't have any oil. Implying that he wants oil, but if he doesn't receive the oil in exchange, he can't bring the other fellow to Beis Din. So that's why it's not officially a chalipin and you're technically permitted with Maaser Sheni. Now, just clarify, so in regards to what is he saying, take some wine because I don't have any oil. If he's not trying to make a chalipin, so what was he trying to say? And the answer is, he's really telling him, if I had oil, I'd be giving it to you. In other words, the basic understanding of what this fellow is saying is, here, take some wine because I don't have any oil. But if I had oil, I would give you oil as well. Not that he's hinting, hey, I want oil in exchange, rather that he's just trying to be nice, I would give you oil if I had. I continue to explain the mission. We said, but even though we're not allowed to do a chalipin, an official exchange, they are allowed to give each other Maaser Sheni as a gift, and that's not a problem. So now we clarify, Masnisa Rav Meir, Amr Shaz Rav Meir, do Rav Meir Amr, because Rav Meir says, in Matana Kemecher, Matana is not like a Mecher. This has to do with Yovel. We know that if a person sells his ancestral land, it goes back to him by Yovel. That's a Mecher. However, if he gave his ancestral land away, according to Rav Meir, it does not come back by Yovel. So we clearly see that Matana is not like Mecher, and it's the same thing by Maaser Sheni, that they're allowed to give each other gifts because the gifts are not like a sale. Now, this is not Shitas Chachamim, because the Chachamim by Yovel hold that the Matana is like Mecher. However, Amar Rabbi says, Dibra Kol Hi Hacha. Over here, it's according to everybody. Kada the Tani, we learned in Braisa, Hoya Aymer Adam Chaveroi, if a person tells his friend in Yerushalayim, Ma Chalta Ayayim, what did you eat today? Vu Aymer Lai, the fellow responds, Kayetz, I ate summer fruits. So, Mahaye Yedea Shehu Bechar. The questioner knows that the person actually ate meat from a Bechar, and he did not eat summer fruits. So, why is it this was the response? Because Ma Kayetz Nimkar Bezal, just like summer fruits are sold very cheaply, they're found in abundance in the marketplaces, so they're not expensive. Afa Bechar Nimkar Bezal, so too a firstborn animal that was shechted is sold very cheaply because it's not allowed to be sold by weight. That's considered a bizayon. It's just sold by estimation. It comes out to be very cheap. And that's what the person's kavana was when he said, I had summer fruits. Another interesting response one might hear from somebody in Yerushalayim, Haya Omer Lai, let's say he told him, Man, I ate man today. So, Haya Yedea Shu Maaser Sheni. The questioner knows that the fellow really ate Maaser Sheni. Why is that? Because Maha Man, Nitan Matana, just like man is given as a gift, since everyone in Am Yisrael got the equal amount of man, so everyone had what they needed. It's not like they're going to sell it, but if someone wanted to give it away as a gift so he could do so, Af Maaser Sheni, Nitan Matana, Maaser Sheni is also given as a gift. And that's what he intended to say when he responded that he ate man. He really ate Maaser Sheni. We clearly see from here that Maaser Sheni could be given as a gift. And now we ask on the Manda Amar that our mission is only Rav Meir. Has Sabin they asked, Hare Maaser Behema Devra Kol Inu Nimkar, Maaser Behema, everyone agrees is not allowed to be sold. Ba'at Amrit Nitan Matana, but you say it's allowed to be given away as a gift. And this is based off of Drash on Pasuk. Ahav Zen Nitan Matana. This too could be given as a gift. Meaning Maaser Sheni should be allowed to be given as a gift according to everybody. And just because a Chum hold Matana Kemecher in regards to Yovel, that doesn't mean they hold Matana Kemecher in regards to Maaser Sheni. And now we have a different opinion of who the Mishnah is. Rav Manu, Lo Amar Kein, Rav Manu does not say this. Elik Rav Yehuda, he holds our Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda says, Asa Isa Kenechasav. Rav Yehuda treats Maaser Sheni like the person's own Nechasim. As we've said, Rav Meir holds its Mam Gavaya, but Rav Yehuda holds its Mam and Hedit. And therefore, if Maaser Sheni is yours, you're allowed to give it away as a gift, and it's not considered like a sale. However, once again, we have the same question. His Sabin, they asked, Hare Maaser Behema Divra Akol Einu Kenechasav. According to everybody, Maaser Behema is not considered like a person's Nechasim, Va'at Omar Nitin Matano, but you say that it's allowed to be given away. Afzen Nitin Matano. This too, Maaser Sheni, is allowed to be given away as a Matano, even if it doesn't belong to you and it's Mamma Gavaya. So our Mishnah could be according to everybody, and it doesn't have to be according to Yehuda. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.